You're listening to the voices of our people across the Windspeaker Radio Network. I'm Daniel Barker Tremblay. On today's episode, I have the honor and privilege of sitting down and chatting with local wrestler Jesse Youngblood from Edmonton, Alberta.
My family is from Slave Lake area in Canuso. Everyone's from Canuso there. And born and raised in Edmonton. I was a single child, or only child, I should say. Raised by my mother, my uncle, my grandmother, my grandfather as well. And growing up in Edmonton, pretty standard. You know, I got into a little bit of hockey when I was a child, a little bit of football mostly. That kind of took majority of my early years as a kid. And then lo and behold, I stumbled into professional wrestling here in Edmonton at the age of 16. And as they say, the rest is history.
Who were some of your inspirations growing up as a kid that, like, you know, were some of your role models that helped shape you into the person that you are today?
You know what? Definitely my mother. She was a, you know, single parent raising me. So that was very inspiring, especially looking back at everything, you know, realizing all of the sacrifices and everything that she made to allow me to have the upbringing that I did. And as far as other role models, I kind of always thought, like, role models, you know, I always would rather look into myself to shape my path, as I always thought there was nobody else to blame. When you have role models, when you look into yourself, that means, you know, here I am, this is who I am, and this, I'm going to carve my own path kind of thing. So, and that's kind of what I did.
You know, with all of wrestling fans, including wrestlers, they always date back to the day that they saw their first ever inkling of wrestling as a whole, whether that be, you know, wrestling tapes or a live show. What was it for you that sparked the interest before you were 16 that said, yeah, I can see myself doing this?
So I was probably 8-9 years old when I first saw wrestling on TV. And the earliest memory I have of that is seeing Papa Shango on, I think it was WWF Saturday morning, and just being fascinated by him with the face paint and the voodoo style, everything, and just being terrified and entranced at the same time of seeing this. I then, after that, I became hooked. I started watching weekly, every Monday night, every single wrestling pay-per-view from WrestleMania 12 onward. I remember going to my first wrestling show here in Edmonton at Agricom, back when it was the Agricom. It was the WWF house show, and I've been hooked since. I've been a huge fan of wrestling ever since, like I say, 8-9 years old.
Talk about where you went to school for wrestling and lacing up those boots for the first time and being prepared to take your first ever bump.
Yeah, so there was a school here in Edmonton. I believe it was Monster Pro Wrestling. They have a school here in town, and I kind of just found it by fluke on the internet. I was a member of all of these wrestling groups and chat rooms and stuff like that, and somebody had mentioned, hey, that there's a school here in Edmonton. You should probably check this out. So I researched it, and I found out that there were other kids my age training as well, and that really brought to light, like, hey, this is a actual possibility here. Like, someone my age can actually get into this. And so I remember it was actually a Christmas gift that year, because we started training in that January. So all of the yearly tuition, that was my Christmas gift that year. And I remember first time stepping through the ropes and taking the first bump, as they say. And it was meant to be. As soon as I hit that first bump, everything felt right. And I knew, like, this is what I'm here for. This is what I'm here to do.
Now, being Métis, of, you know, we don't see a lot of Indigenous, you know, wrestlers nowadays, but we're starting to see that resurgence, and we're starting to see that come to light. How does it feel to know that you're seeing not only yourself, but many others within the province participating within the world of professional wrestling?
It's breathtaking, you know. I mean, it's a proud feeling, because, like I say, there was only maybe 1-2 wrestlers back in the day that were Indigenous. And back then, they were very stereotypical and very gimmicky. And whereas it was like a good role model to have back then, nowadays you see more wrestlers who are wrestlers, and they happen to be Indigenous and Métis. And so it's nothing stereotypical, and it's more of an accurate representation of our nation and our people. And that's really, really awesome to see now.
With your participation within Top Talent Wrestling here in the city of Edmonton, where a lot of people know you from as being Jesse Youngblood, take us back to the young days of Top Talent Wrestling, where you first had your first interaction with Harlan Abbott, who is the owner of Top Talent Wrestling. What was that experience like to where you started at Top Talent to where you are now?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Harlan Abbott, me and him go way back, way back. We actually used to team up when he was under a different moniker. He was Heavy Metal. And we actually teamed up to form the team Top Talent. So we ran through Alberta and Western Canada as a tag team for a few years. And then he had a brainstorm to come up with a not only a company, but a training school first and foremost. So he has a training school as well under Top Talent. And I just remember the first show being filled with nerves and anxiety until the night was over and everyone realized, hey, we did it. And this was an amazing show. And now coming up on our second year anniversary here in June, it's grown to bigger, bigger heights than we've ever imagined.
And just to even have the backing of the likes of like Chris Jericho, we're seeing lots of big names coming through Top Talent, Mustafa Ali, just to name it. How does it feel to have these veterans, even like Evil Uno, to come through and say like, hey, we're here at Top Talent to share the squared circle with you guys? How does that feel?
I mean, it's definitely validating. I mean, it's in the name, right? Top Talent. And we search out for the top talent in wrestling, wherever it is, whether it's all across independence in America, all across independence here in Canada, former big names, like you say, Ali and Evil Uno and Penta. All of these guys have nothing but great things to say about Top Talent, the organization, Top Talent, the fans as well. Probably the best fans we have right now are with Top Talent. Easily. And it's just very, very, like I say, very validating to have these guys come in, feel at home, are comfortable to work with the wrestlers and the talent here. And it's just like, it's another day at the office for them. And it feels very validating, like I say.
Are you hoping for that sometime down the line that, you know, we have a lot of indigenous, you know, youth that always have been having a huge interest within the world of professional wrestling? Do you know if that there'll ever be an opportunity to like go on reservations or make TV settlements and say, hey, like, if you want to learn some wrestling, come by and you got to be 16 years or older to participate? Are you hoping that happens one day or seeing that come into fruition?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I say, Top Talent does have a school which is open to everybody. And as far as branching out onto the reserves and stuff like that, that's always, always in the wheelhouse, right? I mean, I'm not sure, like I say, Harlan, he's the mastermind behind Top Talent and everything, so I don't know every detail that he has. I'm sure he has all those in mind and somewhere back in the files here, but that's definitely on the horizon, and it would be a huge opportunity. And I mean, there's so much untapped talent out there everywhere, so I mean, why not?
Indigenous people are known to be storytellers. Does that help in a way? Because with yourself, with knowing that, hey, like, you know, we are known as good storytellers to especially tell the promos, the storytelling in the ring, outside of it. Does that help within your career?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I mean, professional wrestling is in itself storytelling. I mean, all the way from the beginning of the match all the way to the end, that's a whole story. Each match is a story in itself, right? So that's exactly what we're doing. We're telling a story every time we go out there and perform for everybody, as well as the shows themselves. It's one show is an entire story, right? So we have something in the beginning where, you know, something small happens, and then later on it builds up throughout the night into the big gigantic finish, right? So that's storytelling. That's professional wrestling. Professional wrestling is storytelling. And I think being Métis and being able to have that already natural storytelling ability definitely lends itself to professional wrestling.
Now, in the Christmas edition of Top Talent Wrestling, you were able to share the ring as, you know, the Santa Claus,
yeah,
delivering presents throughout the crowd. What brought me a smile from ear to ear was seeing you gift a gift to your son and having him watch you wrestle in the ring,
yeah,
against Evil Uno. How does it feel to know, like, you know, being a single father, having your son in the crowd and seeing his dad, you know, is within Top Talent Wrestling?
I mean, that's the best experience right there. I mean, yeah, Jackson, he's 9 years old, and as much as I try and bring him out to shows, he's still, you know, dad's a wrestler, whatever kind of thing. But like you say, for that Christmas episode, that was pretty special, because that was a really cool chance to see him really enjoying it and then just really being lost in the moment. And that was a feeling like no other. Just incredible pride and a sense of accomplishment watching him watch me. You know what I mean?
It was announced through Harlan's Instagram page that you guys are making your very first debut as a show on the biggest stage of them all in K-Days here in Edmonton. When that announcement came about, what thoughts came to mind for you in that moment?
I was blown away. I mean, that's huge. I don't think K-Days has had professional wrestling ever. So this is huge, absolutely huge, for not only for K-Days, but for Top Talent as well. We're going to be there all week, all the days for K-Days. And so now this is just a huge opportunity for everybody in Edmonton to see what Top Talent Wrestling is all about. And they're going to quickly realize why we are Top Talent.
If you guys outgrow Midway Music Hall, what other venues have you guys thought of visiting besides there and K-Days and
such?
Oh,
wow. I don't know. I'd have to get Harlan up on the speed dial right now. I know he's got some bigger venues in mind. I don't want to give anything away right now. But like I say, we're always looking to expand, always looking to grow. And like I said, in this past 2 years, we've gone from first show having about 350 people to, I think, our top show right now had about 900 people. So, I mean, we're only growing, and nothing has dipped under 500 in the last 2 years or so. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely in the horizon to go on to bigger and better.
What has been the overall response from family seeing you do what you do in the ring and seeing what you do in Top Talent? What has been their overall reaction in your career?
My family has been 100% support of it since the beginning. Like I said, it was my wrestling training was a gift to me, right? Right from the start. So my family has been nothing but supportive. Anytime I share videos or links and everything, it's nothing but positive reviews, positive press, and they couldn't be more prouder.
What are you hoping for that people remember you for within your wrestling career as Jesse Youngblood?
That's a good question. I think what I want people to remember me as is somebody who went out there and gave absolute everything he had to entertain the fans, whether it was me being the rah-rah good guy or me being a despicable bad guy, whether they were entertained or, you know, whenever I go out there, I want to be entertaining no matter what. So as long as they remember me as entertaining and a nice guy at the end of the day, I think that works.
What advice as a veteran as yourself would give to those that are possibly thinking of getting into the world of professional wrestling, maybe as a wrestler, a manager, or even a referee? What advice would you give to them to start that journey in their life?
Definitely find a reputable school in your area. Obviously, Top Talent is a high priority here. And just be open to learning. Biggest, best piece of advice I ever got as a young trainee was close your mouth, open your ears, and just listen to the advice the veterans there are giving you. Because no matter what the advice is, whether it will apply to you or not, it's good to pick and choose what you hear as opposed to being a know-it-all already and just saying, yeah, I know this, but kind of thing. So just shut up and listen.
What was you and Harlan's reaction when you guys got the announcement that you guys were going to be broadcasting on the Fight Network?
That was huge. That was absolutely huge. Like, again, more pride. And, like, I couldn't be prouder of the guy. I mean, he's worked so hard to get this company off the ground and running. And there's no slowing down for us.
What is next for you within Top Talent? And are you looking to possibly doing some motivational speaking or maybe even sitting down with Reservations and Settlements and saying, hey, I got into wrestling, and if you're thinking about it, this is how you go about it? Because back in the day, there was never a blueprint. You had to literally go through Yellow Pages or know a guy to know a guy to get into the world of professional wrestling. What are your plans for that?
I mean, I am open for anything. If people want to bring me in for motivational speeches, if people want me to do more wrestling, whatever the people want, I'm there to deliver. Because Top Talent is my priority. Top Talent Wrestling been nothing but wonderful for, especially for myself, because it really allows me to perform on that top level. Being in that crowd with that production, in that ring, in front of all of those fans, it only brings out the best in me and the other performers as well. So having that base is limitless at the moment.
And when are we going to see Jesse Youngblood challenge for the title in Top Talent Wrestling?
Well, we just last month here, this last show, I came up short in a Fatal 4-Way for the championship. So I'm still looking for the title. Mitch Clark has the championship right now, and he's definitely in my sights right now.